The next patient is Christine Lauren. The last name is L-A-U-R-E-N. First name, Christine. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old female that is following the office because of the presence of CKD, period. The patient that hasn't shown any proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup showed that the creatinine is 1. The patient has a BUN of 20. The serum electrolytes are within the normal limits except the calcium that is slightly elevated. Excuse me, slightly decreased. The albumin is 3.8, period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient has an estimated GFR that is 57 mL per minute. Number two, the patient has some elevation of the PTH, and she underwent parathyroidectomy in April of 2023. The laboratory workup that was done on the 25th of July shows that in the presence of a normal albumin, the calcium is 7.9. The patient was given instructions by the primary care to take TOMS, one tablet POTID. She has not done that. And I explained it to her that they need to have a normal calcium is extremely important, even more when she has been feeling weak, tired, short of breath. Period. The patient is going to need follow-up of this hypocalcemia. Period. For the next appointment, we are going to request ionized calcium. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of lupus, the patient has leukopenia or anemia, comma, we don't have inflammatory markers, comma, we think that this patient is not active. She's taking hydroxychloroquine and she's not taking any prednisone, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The the blood pressure today is 116 over 76, period. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 33, and the patient is encouraged to lose weight. We are expecting to see her in 6 months weighing less than 200 pounds. Currently 207. Period. Following number, peripheral neuropathy, taking gabapentin. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The recommendation is for the primary to follow the calcium. Paragraph. We spend 10 minutes evaluating the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.